just missed the wrong series. Yes, sir.
What's good, baby? We live once again from Rec Pro Studios in Tinton Falls, New Jersey, baby. And this is Mo Sports TV. I'm with my guys, Big Ed, Nick Orr, and Doughboy the Don. Shout out to Doughboy the Don's first appearance on Mo Sports TV. Yes, sir. Where can they find you at?
Doughboy the Don everywhere. Just Google me and stuff. I'm on IG. I'm on Facebook. I'm on anyway. You already know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, my nigga. Doughboy the Don. Amazing recording artist. And a new member of Mo Sports. Let's get it.
Yeah.
So, we got a lot to get to. Please comment anything that y'all need to ask, because there's a lot of questions that need to be asked today. We have a special, very, very special segment. We found our dear friend, Archbishop Nick Orr. Trae Young took down the Sixers. And it's a very, very surprising upset. And it's time to come to the podium, Nick. So I need you to speak your piece. I need you to explain to us what's been going on, what happened. Go ahead.
All right, well, we're not going to give excuses. And we can no longer defend Ben Simmons. I've spent 4 years, 100%, no questions asked. I got your back, Ben. But then, with 3 minutes left in game 7, my man beats Danilo Gallinari.
Danilo.
He fumbles the ball a little bit, but he regathers quickly. And then decides he's scared to dunk now. When we were scared to shoot threes, not a big deal. We can't shoot free throws. That's a big problem, but we'll work around it. Now we're scared to dunk on Danilo Gallinari.
Embiid even said that was the turning point of the game where he didn't want
it to. It was the turning point in the game.
Mm-hmm. He gave up the dunk.
Embiid said that in the press conference?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Speaking it out.
So did the process, is the process officially failed? Like, is the process failed?
The process has been over since we traded for Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris, in my opinion. I think we pushed the fast forward button then too early. Mm-hmm. We took a shot that we couldn't undo. And now this is a different regime. The process is over, okay? I don't know exactly what direction the franchise goes in, but I have beliefs about where it needs to go. And there's a lot of people to be held accountable for this team not succeeding. It's not just Ben.
What's the number one reason?
Ben Simmons.
Okay. Good job. Because if you was going to say Doc Rivers over Ben Simmons, I'd have been
going to say Daniel Morey.
Believe it or not, if I was going to say somebody over Ben Simmons, I would say Joel Embiid.
Nah.
Hear me out. Hear me out.
What? For what?
Hear me out. He needs to be held accountable in this situation too, okay?
Go ahead.
Why?
Now, because this man is 7'3", damn near 300 pounds, right? Basketball is played vertically. This man is horizontal 20% of the game laying on the floor. The bigger you are, the harder they fall. This man is the franchise. You can't fall down every fucking play and not expect to get hurt.
He's been playing like that all his
time. Right. He needs to control it.
He averaged what? What did he average that series, bro?
I'm about to say, 28 and 11 right now.
I believe.
He's been busting ass, yo.
He's been going on.
But he has to stay healthy. Like, this man cannot get hurt every fucking year. He's the best player in the league. Gosh.
You know what
you're
getting with Joel, man. You came in the league like that. You know what you're getting with him.
Right.
You're going to get less than 82 games, bro.
And I'm okay with less than 82.
Usually less than 72.
You're
going to
get 60. You're going to get 60. 60
games. Games. 60, yeah. 60. Top.
And then you'll get the playoffs.
But here's the thing. You can control if you're going to fall down on every fucking play or not. And if you can't, there's something wrong with you.
It's because he's flopping, though.
He's been in the game. He's been putting in the work and stuff. He's not Ben Simmons. He ain't got to be accountable for nothing.
Yes, he does. He cannot fall down every play. That has to be taught. And Anthony Davis went through the same shit. And he's always hurt. Big guys.
Oh, so you're saying he's getting hurt from falling down?
Yes.
Okay.
So
like you have to protect the investment. He is one of the most talented players on the block ever to play the game, but he's not on the goddamn floor enough.
The stuff he does, he's so athletic, he's so big. Yes. He's going to end up on the floor sometimes and stuff.
But
he's a big man. He's in the front court, man. So
you watch the Sixers?
Yeah, I watch the Sixers.
He's on the floor a lot.
Yeah.
I've never seen
the transition defense as well. But when he's always on the fucking floor and you're beast, 290 and yeah, I mean, that definitely affects. That's a 4-on-5 transition right there. Like, or you're down one man right then and there. That fucks up the whole thing.
But he's also taking injuries that he doesn't have to take. You don't have to fall down every single play to sell a foul. You just don't.
And there's a lot of flopping, though.
A lot.
For a big man, he does a lot of flopping. A lot.
But Joel Embiid's not in the game.
I'm not giving him accountability.
Is your team good?
No, not at all.
No. I mean, we sat here before the playoffs, and I said I think the Sixers are a very serious threat to win the title. However, if Embiid gets hurt, it's over.
Yeah. When he's not in the game,
y'all have nobody.
You have Ben Simmons bringing the ball up.
You have Seth Curry.
Here's the thing.
Because he stepped it up.
What we did is, after the Harris and Butler trades.
I like Harris.
I like Harris, too. Ass. Okay. Here's the thing about Harris, though.
He don't show up, though.
He's inconsistent, bro.
Inconsistent.
For Ben Simmons to fit into a big three where it would work and have him take up, you know, a third of those big contracts, the other two players have to be elite-level scorers. Have to be.
Tobias isn't.
And Tobias isn't. He's a third option offensively.
He was going off this season, though. You can't sit up here and say he wasn't going crazy. He was averaging like 23, 24 a game, right?
But Corey, when it mattered.
This series wasn't it for
when
us.
It mattered,
I can't lie.
He wasn't there.
He wasn't there.
Not a game. Right.
That's like Julius Randle. You're pretty much saying the same thing.
Yeah. Julius did more, but yeah.
Harris is a more experienced player than Randle also. So yeah, he's got miles on the tires. So he should be able to step up in that role. And we had no choice but to see if he could be the second option. He is not.
Is this going to come around to Ben Simmons?
It will.
It has to, man.
It's going to.
All right.
So, because Ben
Simmons is because the, that's who we really need to talk about.
We're going to get there.
Because
he's the problem.
But we had to see, because we were stuck in that weird situation where we fired those shots to try to get a chip and bring in Butler and Harris, and we gave up a boatload to get those guys. Mm-hmm. And then Butler said, this is a fucking mess. I'm out of here.
Back,
man. First off, we should have replaced the coach before we took those shots. Oh. But we can't fix those failures. Those are gone. Mm-hmm.
The Butler and Joel Embiid pick and roll was nasty.
That was nasty.
I like
that. Now, if that was coached by a professional NBA coach and not by doofy Brett Brown.
And he didn't even put him in the pick and roll a lot. Right. Oh, my Lord.
Brown of fucking coaching.
And when they did it, though,
so that shit was because nice. We fired those shots, we're stuck with Tobias Harris as we had to extend him at the max or walk away egg in the face with both of those trades, mm-hmm, giving up a lot of the future assets for nothing, which probably would have been the right thing to do at the time, but we can't go back and fix that. So now we have Tobias Harris at $35 million a year. Yeah, I know.
It's going up. So, hey, yo, this Ben Simmons deal kicks in. I think this is the first year, right?
31 and a half this coming year.
And then this is the first one, though, right? It's four more after that?
4 years. 4 years, four, 141 left.
Hey, yo.
Now,
hey, yo.
Because Harris, by no fault of his own, is a third option, and we've answered that question.
He cool with the third option.
I'm cool with him as
the
third option.
Well, where's the second option? Not Seth Curry.
That's the thing. We're in a sticky situation because Ben can't be that second option, and
he can.
No.
I think he can. If that nigga stopped being a bitch, yeah. I think he can.
Yo, I've been saying
he's a bitch. Put up 15. That's what me and Corey been trying to tell you all season. He needs to at least put up 15.
And he needs to shoot 70% from the fucking free throw line.
I don't even need him to shoot 15 points. I need him to shoot 70% from three throw line.
That's what I'm saying. He can get 15 points from the free throw line alone.
Real shit.
I mean,
and he has to drive and be a fucking aggressive and stop being a fucking
he was a beast,
pussy.
He
didn't used to be scared two, 3 years ago. He used to fucking be aggressive and shit. And that shit just went
this season,
went to shit, bro.
He was incredibly timid, more so than I've ever seen. And so the regression's happening. And that I think part of it is Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers needs to go. We have his resume already. We only had to see that once, okay? The guy has failed.
So you
literally
think he's gone?
I mean, I don't think so, but I would have fired him before he got back to the locker room. We have seen this, Doc.
What is it? The lineups? What is it? How's he playing?
The rotation.
How's he playing, Ben?
Zero, like, in-game situational adjustments.
Adjustments and stuff. He just sticks to his guns. Right. Doesn't switch up.
We blew huge leads and gave up huge runs 4 times in the series. We were only outplayed in 5 quarters, and we lost a 7-game series. That's booty juice. Now,
that's a good stat.
The thing that these 5 quarters all have in common is he either went to an extended period of all bench on the fucking floor in a fucking playoff game, or 4 bench in Tobias. And during those stretches, we were like -132.
That's horrible.
And he kept fucking doing it.
I smoke rock.
That's bad.
I smoke rock.
You failed when you had Hall of Fame combo. You didn't make the finals with Hall of Fame combo, T-Mac and Grant Hill in Orlando. You needed 4 Hall of Famers to win a championship in spite of you in Boston. You failed with Chris Paul and Blake Griffin, 2 future Hall of Famers. Then they retool and give you Kawhi and Paul George, 2 future Hall of Famers. And now you have Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid.
Stop putting Ben Simmons in there, bro.
He's not a superstar. It's official.
Maybe not. Maybe no, he's not a superstar, but he's a 3-time All-Star, 2-time All-Defense First Team, runner-up for Defensive Player of the Year. He was an All-NBA player.
I think he's a star. He's a top 5 facilitator in the league. He's a top 5 defender. perimeter defender.
But he wasn't used right by Doc, and Doc did him no favors. He just kept stubbornly letting Ben shoot free throws. Like, what the fuck? Get him off the court.
He did a lot of stupid shit this year. Right, what killed me yesterday, bro, Kevin Herter.
So what?
The white boys went crazy on y'all all fucking series.
Seth
Curry was guarding
He should have been guarding him after 15.
Seth Curry is not a good defender.
Yeah. After 15, Herter had 5 inches on
him. They were saying it all day. He was putting him in the post and just letting him ISO him all day.
Herter wasn't even shooting threes, which is more of his bread and butter during the season.
Shooting fucking hook shots.
Yes, he was bullying him.
Yeah.
So he made no adjustment there.
He makes no adjustments.
We noticed in game 1 when they were making that like rampant comeback in the back at the end of the game that if they shut off Trae Young as the ball handler, these slow white guys that shoot can't handle the fucking basketball, and they were turning the ball over like crazy when we pressured them, and it was the best defensive basketball I've seen them play all year. And then we do not go back to pressuring the ball when the slow white shooters have it. Not once.
I didn't know Ben Simmons only had 2 field goals last night. I didn't know that.
Shot 4 times, 2 field goals. Right?
Oh no, yeah, he only had 2 field goals. Shot 4 times. That's wild as hell.
Right, I'm okay.
He's not doing anything.
I'm okay if he doesn't shoot. I'm okay if he doesn't shoot. However,
13 assists.
My problem is that he has to have at least 5 attempts, because not dunking that fucking basketball is that
nasty.
That's gross.
That's sarcasm.
Like, and that was bad.
They ask him in the interview post game, and he starts talking about, oh, I thought Gallo was going to recover, and you know, I thought they were bringing the weak side help. The weak side help was Trae Young. He's like 5'11", 135 pounds. You can't dunk over him. And you can't.
He was bullying people, bro.
And you can't dunk on Danilo Gallinari.
His brain is messed up, son.
Now, the reporter then, like,
could have bullied them.
The reporter accepts this as a real answer when you just want to be, nah, Ben, for real. Come on. What happened there?
And I
just need him to say, listen, these free throws got me fucked up. I need to be stronger mentally. And that may have led me to saying, let's give him 1 more chance. We can't give him 1 more chance. We got to move this guy.
He, in the interview, I've been looking at a couple of quotes from the interview, and still he deflects in his interview. He's like, well, Trae shot 5 for 23 after he got criticized.
Bro, we know you're the best perimeter defender in the game.
Well, Trae Young still has a minus.
You can't
plus
not
minus.
Dunk when you're standing
so
there by yourself.
It's okay that I pass up on a dunk and fuck up the whole game. It's okay.
It must be something.
Yeah, that was
man.
The tired too.
Completely I was fine like, that I only shot the ball 4 times and only made 2 of them. Completely fine that
if he
I
shot it 5 times and just dunked
throws.
That fucking ball, I'd probably have defended him a little bit today.
Nah, still no defense in him. Them free throws, man. They lost
free throws
by 10.
Ain't
they
it,
lost
bro.
By,
even the first game, they when lost, we had that
he
conversation,
fucked the whole series up.
I agree. He did fuck the whole series up, but yeah. I can deal with it if he didn't crawl that far into a hole to not even be able to dunk the basketball when he's standing by his motherfucking self.
He was mentally gone.
Gone.
At that
and,
point.
But then,
it wasn't even about physical. Yeah,
okay, be gone. Like, gone. People break. That happens in life. Oof. Own it, though. Don't say, I thought they were bringing weak side help. I'm good at defense.
I don't know.
No, you're broken. Knows. Just admit it. We'll fix it. But he's not going to admit it, and now he's going to have to go play in fucking...
Go ahead.
Shanghai.
Say it. Oh, no. Give a hot take.
I think it goes to the Bulls. I think the Bulls will take him.
What you think? What you think? Just say
now,
a team.
If you're giving me the option of what I would prefer to happen, this if we were to trade him this offseason, there's only three scenarios I would be okay with. Well, right. One's the wish, and that's to Portland for Dame.
Come on, realistic.
I'm willing to give up. But this is the dream. I'm willing. If Dame says I want out, they're going to have to take their best offer. If Ben, Maxey, Tybal, and four first rounders isn't enough, okay, we'll move on to the next option. I think that might be enough.
Keep going.
The second one is to Washington. A little less dreamy.
I'm just doing numbers in my head. I know the contract's coming.
So do I.
Come on.
Now.
Hit me with the deal.
It would have to be Ben and Seth Curry for Beal and a pick.
You think about getting your team better. They're going to dump Ben Simmons for scraps, you know?
They can't.
They're not going to get better when this Ben Simmons trade is going to happen. They're not going to get better.
Here's the one where they can be realistic. Here's the one where it's
not gonna get better.
Realistic that they could get better. This is the only one that's realistic.
Okay.
Zach LaVine.
I like that.
Wolves, that's what I said, the Bulls.
Yep. That's 28.
And that's the realistic move for them.
So he's like 20 or something, like 28 mil.
Now,
something like that.
LaVine loses a little bit of trade value because his contract isn't extended yet. So it'd be easier to pry him away. Mm-hmm. The Bulls are clearly a mess and forever rebuilding. And LaVine has had enough of being there.
How's he going to play over there with Vujicic freaking taking an Embiid spot? And Ben Simmons needs to play somewhere where he have a Giannis type style.
If we can,
style.
I don't really give a fuck where Ben Simmons plays once he's off the Sixers. I just want back enough to move forward. And I think LaVine's the move.
What's the only realistic place he goes?
I'm going to give you another realistic situation too.
I like the Bulls. I like that one.
The Thunder.
I don't like straight up. I don't like it as a straight up. I still think Zach LaVine is more valuable than Ben. I don't like a straight up trade. Ben, I'm telling you, yo, it's gonna
here's the thing
plummet.
Though. But
it's gonna be crazy how much it's gonna
the
plummet.
The Bulls are in a position where they could, if they can't figure this thing out with LaVine, they lose him and get nothing.
Yeah, it's last year. Well, listen, bro.
And you can't do that.
This 30 million is gonna be the trickiest 30 million to move.
The problem is, the good thing
that's the problem.
The thing that favors the Sixers in this is that the CBA is coming and it's there's going to be some changes in the fuck shit where the players dictate exactly where they're going. And they know that.
As far as what free agency?
No, like in-season trades where demanding shit. Like,
yeah, but that's not even.
No, but the league has moved to where superstar players can dictate destinations.
Literally where they want to go.
And
how they want to go.
Cut the teams out. There's no competitive edge there anymore. And
that's only
players.
Like,
but the players know they're going to lose this. So you're going to see a wild amount of it this year.
Well, that's like what the Zion thing we were saying, but
right, Zion's trying to speed it up because he knows they're going to close that window on him. So he's trying to blame the Pelicans real quick so he can get the fuck out of there.
And then what is he
going to
do?
Well, he's going to get the fuck out of there.
Sit out for 3 years. No, they're not going to trade his ass. Yo.
So I think because of that, Ben gets traded by the deadline next year. I don't think he ever plays another playoff game with us again.
You think he plays another game with the Sixers?
Yes.
Gonna play all season
because I do not
starts the Sixers.
Yes, I think season? He plays probably through mid-January so he can
get his trade value back
and like put a little bit of this mess on ice. In the
who doing know. That? They gonna go through getting his trade value back next season? You think the fans
have no choice?
You think anybody's gonna take
that?
They have no choice.
They have no choice.
If they don't lowball, if they don't get lowball on a trade, they have no choice. But.
And that's it's my like, scenario. I think they got to lowball themselves to get them to get to rid of them.
Just get the money out of
Thunder.
Just get the money.
But here's the candidates to do that.
Here's
again,
what you,
once again,
what you
gotta taking
do
the star
is you
for gotta, fucking first.
You got to talk to Embiid and tell him, listen, we're going to get this guy out of here. but we need you to pretend like you like him and like we're working on getting him better so that we can renew some of his value. Time heals all wounds.
That value is crushed, man.
Right, but if you
and then you don't want to get it lower, man. If it gets lower,
how can you get lower? Was he going to come out and shoot fucking 20% from the line to start the season?
Maybe.
Well, at that point, then Shanghai
God,
it is.
God forbid he get injured.
Nigga ass.
If he gets injured, we can claim some insurance money on that.
Gotta get him out of here.
Nigga sucks.
Hey, I think.
I don't really have anything to say.
So, well, one more thing I want to say about him, though.
Okay.
These summer videos, like I said, when he did the jump shots and anything. So, like, you really think that he can't shoot? I think he can shoot, right? He just really don't want to shoot. Like, what y'all think, man?
He
like,
cannot shoot under the pressure of the competitive basketball game.
It's mental.
It's mental. All 100% mental. And he won't admit that he's weak mentally. And that's the first way you get better mentally is say, I'm soft. I have to fix this.
It's like when you first pick up a basketball, and you decide to play basketball, it's like, shoot. You feel me? Like, how the hell don't you know how to shoot, man? That's crazy, bro.
Stop.
From a different country.
So I don't know.
Like, yeah. I can.
I can accept
maybe we can't shoot three-pointers. Okay, that's not an easy thing to master. Okay, being a 40% 3-point shooter is difficult. It's not difficult to be a above 60% free throw shooter. I did that.
Mm-hmm. Yosimo, you said OKC too.
That's my scenario where you know
who's going?
They're gonna have to give up Ben and somebody else, and they're just gonna give back whatever
bullshit.
Yeah,
they need some bullshit.
They won't trade. They won't trade out.
And they're gonna
Ben Simmons without bringing back someone that will start on the team.
I think they will. Yeah,
I don't
know. If they really want out, then that's what they're gonna have to do.
Daryl Morey is an exceptional front office guy.
Daryl Morey's nice. In the Rockets, he was.
He got value back on a guy who had visibly spent all of his time at a strip club in Krispy Kreme while he refused to play for the Houston Rockets last year.
He was shape-shifting over there, man. He's doing a lot of things over there, man.
And Daryl Morey got value back for him. He will get value back for Ben Simmons even if he has to wait till the beginning of next season.
I think the money dump is more important than the I think getting them out of there and getting that 30
million. Here's the thing. You get rid of the 30 million.
That's the most important thing to me.
So you can even have,
guess what?
You can even have an option to get somebody in free agency.
We can't, though. We're still up against the cap.
If you get it. Well, Tobias shit, I know it's heavy, but you could keep Tobias. Just get that off the cap.
It doesn't help.
It kind of.
It doesn't.
Who else you got? Let's look at real quick.
There's $130 million worth of contracts already signed for next year.
Who? Harris.
Harris and Embiid.
That's just both of them. I don't think this is
Harris and Embiid are $70 million between them.
Who else?
You have
Seth
at $10 million.
It was a 2-year deal?
He's got two more. He signed a 4-year deal.
Take 10.
And he's a good value.
Take 10. That's good.
I love him.
Uh-huh. I like that.
You have
Why would you trade him though?
Danny Green.
I'm talking about the big deals, not the little ones.
Green is
it still more? He's still more?
No, he's a free agent.
Okay.
But the question is, what do? Do you bring him back?
No. What? At 14? He's like 14 mil, something like that.
He was 15 this year. He'll probably be 11 or 12.
Is it a team option?
There's no option.
Get the fuck.
But because we have his rights, we can go over the salary cap to keep
Danny
him.
Green.
I agree. Let him walk. We're still at $127 million without adding in options on Korkmaz or, you know, Korkmaz is a restricted free agent, so you're going to have to pay him. And I think they do probably $8 million a year. Mm-hmm. And that's going to put them at 135. Even taking away Ben Simmons, that puts you at 104. You're not signing anybody. It's all mid-level exception and like veteran minimums. Mm-hmm. So the Ben Simmons contract, the money is important to have because you have to maintain that spot to get the extra superstar. Even if you have to use all your assets to pair with Ben out, you have to bring back a max contract.
They got to bet on somebody outplaying their contract, basically. Like,
no, what we have to bet on is a star on another team becoming so upset that they demand out and say, you know what, I want to play with Joel Embiid.
And then Tobias,
anybody wants to play with
Archbishop Nick.
Yeah,
I need you to admit we need to speed up this process here. With
yeah,
this,
you
with,
haven't with, admitted with this shit. You know,
all right. I need you to admit that you were wrong.
Give us our flowers.
I was wrong. I was wrong on a couple levels.
You were against the Sixers too? I was against them?
Okay.
Are you unfamiliar with the podcast?
Yeah. That's it. You did all that.
I be thinking like they ain't haters and stuff. I mean, they a good team.
But... Oh, they're haters.
Okay.
It's not haters.
Certified.
No, they realist? I just didn't think they were realistic. Going to the finals. I didn't think they were going to the finals.
Ed's a super hater, though. Ed will text me at 4 minutes into the game in like the 40th game of the year and be like, y'all suck. This shit's
he
over.
He do that all the time.
This shit's
he
over.
Like, he don't like nobody.
Yeah. I'm like, he do that with everybody.
It's 10-9 in the first quarter, dude.
Doesn't
y'all
matter.
Suck.
So,
y'all good?
I mean,
you told me they were going to the finals. I told you they weren't. It's plain and simple.
Oh, that's right. We didn't.
That's okay.
Oh, so
and that's where you were wrong.
Okay. Right.
They didn't go to the finals and they weren't as good as you thought they were.
You shammed us. You shammed me according to the fucking death about the Knicks. Now you want to. No.
Just talk shit about the Knicks.
Yeah. What I do is I try to add context.
Yeah, Sixers and five.
Exactly.
Allows them to have realistic expectations. Mm-hmm. And
just
I do
like
think
we had Knicks. Knicks and five, and you had Sixers and five.
Right.
Yes, you went seven games. Okay, but you were fucking wrong to the fact that you really you and every other Sixers fan. I'm a groupie with the Sixers fans this one time because all of y'all thought this series was a wrap. Was easy money. Yes, you did.
You know what? Yeah, you're right. I thought we would beat them even though Embiid was hurt and before the series, even thinking he might not play, I thought we could beat them. And I was wrong. We needed a fully healthy Embiid to beat them. Or Ben to not be mentally handicapped.
And Ben is not the player that you thought he was as well.
Yeah. Can you admit that? That's
you gotta admit it.
I mean, I don't even know what he is anymore. I don't.
A screener.
He's broken. This guy's crazy.
No, he's broken. Like I don't know
he's
what.
Ass.
I don't know what his trajectory
he's
is.
Ass.
He's mentally broken. There's no question about
ass.
That. He is.
You want him at point guard at least? Starting the season if you keep him.
What else can he fucking do?
He's a rolling four.
He can play power forward.
Yeah, rolling four.
They played him at power forward when Embiid was hurt a couple years ago, and it went well.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
All right,
but I don't think that changes. I think you have to feature him.
It went well.
You have to feature him at point guard and hope that he regains some value to start the year.
That point guard should not it though.
It's gonna be somebody else's problem though.
Yep.
What if Ben Simmons starts shooting from the logo next season?
Good for him.
Then he. Congratulations, you've increased your trade value, sir.
Good for him.
All right, so. Let's move on to a new series. We'll recap another new the series that just happened. Game 7 of the Nets-Bucks. That shit was lit as fuck. Literally. Kevin Durant with the game tying 2 with the toe on the line.
Should be wearing
sneakers
that fit
him. Descended into overtime. Yeah. And
man, that's crazy.
They wound up losing in OT. And I've been seeing some Kevin Durant slander in the chat. I don't appreciate it and I don't like it. Even though I'm not a Nets fan. I don't fuck with the Nets. I was rooting for the Bucks the whole time. But I fuck with KD and his performance this series. And for niggas to compare him to LeBron at all, in a sense, right now, is kind of corny to me because they're like, oh, where's the same energy for Kevin Durant that y'all had with LeBron? Well, I mean, LeBron was walking into locker rooms with 5 minutes to go in his games. Kevin Durant is forcing overtimes in his games.
Are you talking
and
about
winning games
wait,
on, his own,
I mean,
on his own back.
Kevin Durant fans also haven't spent the last 15 years declaring him to be the best player in the world. So the expectation isn't there. Like, come on, get off the fucking LeBron shit.
Not, I agree.
I don't even think we're going to.
Why
they're
is
different
Niggas comparing?
They're
I don't
so,
like
they're so different players.
I hate that they're not that they're comparing them. I don't like it. That's what I didn't like. I was like, stop comparing these
LeBron,
niggas.
Man. Can't even talk about LeBron. About
it's ridiculous.
What you mean? They coming at us.
All right.
They come at us three every single day for no reason when we say something about KD or something.
I don't
like
the KD slander. I'm with you. I don't like. So you talking about the comparison with the clutch?
I don't like the comparison at all. I don't like them comparing them to each other because one, they're two completely different fucking players.
Mm-hmm.
They're two.
Talk that shit though.
Durant is different. He really is. He is possibly
that motherfucker different.
The single best offensive player ever to step on a court.
Crazy.
He's iffy on defense at best.
Clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of hurts his like credentials when you're talking about the all-time greats because you start rambling the top 10. All these guys are
defense.
All defensive players.
Shit on KD defense. Them Golden State years, those late OKC years and stuff.
He's not a crazy defender, though.
But he defends. Like, defense, man.
He played defense.
And this whole Nets stuff, he was playing a five, man. What the hell are you supposed to do? Like, they didn't have DeAndre Jordan out there. They didn't have nobody. Yeah, he was playing five in some places, the four. He was going crazy.
We're talking about one of the all-time greats.
But he's still not a great defender.
Great. He's good. Okay.
If he was a great,
he's
if he
good
was,
enough,
if
though.
He was
good enough,
he listen,
is,
man.
He's
here's not the thing. A liability. If he at was all. Even pretty good, because he's such a star offensively, that would have carried over to all defensive selections. There's no doubt about
there was
it.
Some right-
There's a lot of guys that are great scorers that aren't all defensive type players, but get it because of their star quality, and it helps pad the resume. Durant's never been afforded that because he's slightly below.
I got you. So who you got?
Defensively.
So who you got?
He's not a liability. Though.
He doesn't get cooked though. Like I, no, I don't see him cooked.
He's actually good.
But
bro.
He's not a get cooked.
Like, no, no, no. Fuck like, that.
He's not a liability. That's all that matters.
He's not a liability on defense at all.
He's a good
like,
defender, bro. Fuck that average shit. He's like almost better than average. He's better.
He's
than
not
average,
bad at all.
I think he's better than average. But you have to be great at all facets of the game to be in the top 5-10, I believe.
We're
not gonna do that because we could talk about a lot of people that's not good at other things and stuff. That's
in the top 5 or 10 all time
of just like positional. Position wise?
No, no, no.
Oh, score?
Oh, you're talking about everything.
The GOAT conversation.
Oh, go, oh,
oh,
oh
no,
oh,
he's not
oh,
in the GOAT
oh,
conversation.
Not, I thought we wasn't talking about, I thought we were talking about the best scores.
He's not in the GOAT.
Right, but that's why I'm saying that he's so much different than LeBron because his offensive game is like untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
All three fucking levels, he's as good, if not the best, in the league.
At everything.
Mm-hmm.
His facilitating got crazy too, man.
Yeah, he can facilitate.
All right, but can we talk about Giannis real quick? Because niggas, the Bucks in general, niggas was slandering the Bucks.
I was.
Niggas was real life slandering the
They're
Bucks.
Not good.
Last round. They're not good.
They're not good.
Okay.
Yeah, I was.
Not no, good. Stop Eddie's, that. Eddie's no, crazy. Listen, if they had all their players healthy, they
so
wouldn't
Bucks,
have.
Bucks Hawks. Who's winning?
Nah, we're not skipping over
Bucks,
what I just
Hawks,
said.
Who no. wins?
What'd you say, Ed?
No, probably the fucking.
What you say?
I'm not sleeping on the Hawks no more.
I'm not either.
I'm not answering it.
It's going seven.
And I like the matchup too because it's going to be.
It's
going to
be
tricky.
A good fucking matchup.
John,
like matchup.
John Collins might slow down Giannis.
I don't think that's the.
I don't know about that.
You think
that.
That's the match? You think that's the perimeter matchup they're going to do? Like they're going to do?
Who else would they put out there?
Because Giannis going to play perimeter, bro. And John Collins, I don't think he's going to step out like that.
So they're going to put who they going to put on him? Gallinari?
Yeah, what we doing?
The problem
that?
Is
they got to put Collins
they,
on him.
Doing with
they need Oof. DeAndre Hunter in the worst
and
way.
Cam Reddish. Yeah. Oh my, I was saying that shit.
Cam Reddish is about to come back. Actually, I'm pretty
Cam
sure.
Cam coming back?
I'm pretty
yeah,
sure.
He's hurt.
I'm pretty sure he's coming back.
Not having Hunter makes fire. This tough. I think you see
Hunter
Buck,
hurts.
I think you see yeah. Bucks and
he
six.
Great. He did great in this.
And I'm being generous because the matchup is not good with Giannis.
Drew Holiday on Trae Young is gonna. Slow down Trae Young for sure.
Uh-huh.
I think
Trae
okay.
I thought you were about to say strap.
Listen,
definitely
bro.
Not strapping Trae
He's
Young.
Not going to strap him, but
do his
Drew
thing.
Holiday is a perfect matchup.
This plays well into the Bucks' hands, this matchup. It does.
Okay.
I like
Drew Holiday
matchup,
needs
man.
To step up on offense,
on both
to be
sides.
Honest.
I think Clint Capella going to do some dirty things to Brooke Lopez, and Brooke Lopez going to be playing outside a lot. I think Clint Capella going to be wilding, bro.
The only thing with John Collins and Giannis matchup, I hope... John Collins is a foul out. That nigga's wild aggressive.
Damn, I don't want him on the perimeter, man.
We have to.
You got
though.
Somebody else? You say Cam.
You're
going to
put Capella
gotta
on
gotta
him?
Come back. Cam got to come back for that, man.
I mean, you can't put Gallinari, Bogdanovich, and Herter on
nobody,
him.
Nobody. You can't do anything. You got to get Cam back. I hope he comes back by game.
Cam should. I've been seeing reports he was going to come back last year.
Think about
I thought
it.
He was
going to
come back game Solomon Hill. I know. It's going to be Solomon Hill.
It's going to be Solomon Hill. They're going to see a lot of Solomon Hill this series.
Oh, yeah. 30 minutes.
He's going to have 6 fouls a game in 12 minutes.
Yeah. Get real rough with him. Yeah.
There you go. Solomon Hill.
Other than that.
Solomon Hill.
Okay.
We're looking at a Bucks Suns final.
No.
You.
I
like
think
Bucks
so. I mean,
Suns
I like the Hawks too,
Sun,
man. I don't
CP3
know.
Is getting his title.
Mm-hmm. I think the Suns win.
I'm rooting for it.
I am 100% on the Suns train.
Not the bandwagon.
I'm on the train.
Just rooting for the playoff run.
I'm rooting for CP3. I'm rooting for the Suns. That's okay. what I want to say.
The Suns were declared by side team when I thought we were blowing up the Sixers last offseason.
A lot of people claiming them right now. That's why I'm like,
no, but I've been with them since the middle of last year.
We've been rocking with them since the day Chris Paul got traded there. I've been rocking with the Suns. Okay. And I said they were going to be damn good.
I said they were a top 4 seed prior to even getting Chris Paul this year. I said the Suns are dangerous.
They won eight straight before that bubble. In that bubble.
That's why I don't give a fuck about that.
I don't care about that bubble.
I don't give a fuck about that Disney shit.
But listen, I'm not giving up on the Clippers until they lose game three. They lose game three.
Yeah, you know how they do it.
Them niggas love going down 0-2 for some odd fucking reason. So,
yeah, I definitely got the Suns spread next game two as well. For sure. Whatever it is, I got it.
Mm-hmm. How about with the Bucks and Hawks, though? You like Bucks?
I don't know. I don't know what I like yet. I think it's going seven. If I had to pick right now, I'm going to go Bucks.
That's kind of what we do in the show.
Y'all do the seven. I'm going to go Bucks just to stay safe.
I'm going to go Bucks. I'm saying
I think the Bucks win in five, but I'm going to say six to be safe.
I'm going seven.
You said five, though. What's happening?
I've underestimated the Hawks, so I'm giving them an extra game up on top
the Hawks
of my
good, man. I'm not about to sleep on them anymore. They're resilient. Especially after the Sixers series. There's no way I'm sleeping on the Hawks anymore.
Nate McMillan's a good coach.
Yeah, he is. Damn good coach. He invented Hakkabin.
I like his Pacers run. His Pacers
that
run
alone won them the series.
His Blazers run was
Hack great. Ben won them a series.
Well, Nate McMillan made in-game adjustments seven times.
Shit that Lloyd Pierce wasn't doing and stuff. That's
right.
Why. Yeah. The thing I like about Lloyd Pierce, though, he loved fucking John Collins, too, though.
Right.
I like Lloyd Pierce.
But look what Atlanta did. They pulled the trigger quick on that coach. They fired him, 18 games into the season?
Yeah, they went like 27-10 after that or something like
right.
that.
Right. But they knew... When you know the coach ain't it, you just got to fire him. Don't stick it out. All my teams do this shit. Dan Quinn had four extra years in Atlanta. Now we're going to let Doc Rivers blow leads again. I don't need to see it twice. This is the remix. He's done it everywhere he's gone. Get him out of there.
Doc Rivers is
a good Clippers Suns game one.
Devin Booker.
How about Devin
good.
Booker? Yeah.
He's good. He's technical, man.
That nigga Devin Booker is crazy. First 40-point triple-double for him in his career.
That was
absolutely his first triple-double ever.
Applaud that.
I think so as
that
well.
That was his first triple-double ever. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What was it, 40 points?
That's worth,
13
though, in a playoff.
40, 11, and 11, I think.
40, 13, 40, 14, and 11.
Some shit like that,
14
yeah.
rebounds, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Took that
from a guard, 14.
Smashed the Devin Booker over 5.5 boards on Most Sports Premium. By the way. And Suns -4. Shout out to Jacob Sims.
Devin Booker hasn't been.
Yeah, he had 40.
Given an All Star nod, first run.
Yeah, he hasn't been All Team.
He got one from an injury.
He has been an injury replacement 2 years in a row. This is the last year. Devin Booker being a fucking superstar.
Oh, he's a superstar. That's legit. He's proving it right now.
How the fuck is he not on the All-NBA team?
Those All-Star snubs are valid, though.
No, they're not.
Ooh. Listen, who's in front of him? You got to think, y'all.
Mike Conley was in front of him.
No, Mike Conley was an injury replacement this year.
And that's just a freaking Mike Conley like thing because he never got one before.
Donovan Mitchell was
I'm talking about, listen, who's in front of him? Steph Curry.
He is better than Donovan Mitchell.
It was James Harden before. It was freaking Russell.
He's better than Donovan Mitchell.
He's better than Donovan Mitchell, I'm saying. But
and Donovan Mitchell, he's making a damn All-Star.
That's a good comparison right now. Donovan Mitchell or Devin Booker. That's been the big poll
in
Twitter world right now.
I don't hate on Donovan Mitchell, man. And don't,
I love Donovan Mitchell.
Don't have recency bias, too. We're not going to do that, too. That recency bias stuff where people say, oh, yeah, he's good. He's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Because they They seen him last and shit. Like,
I was watching the last game he was playing. His shot selection is kind of crazy.
Ooh, Dev?
That should go in, though.
Mitchell. Mitchell's his got shot, horrendous.
His shit is fucking horrible.
Oh, like bad?
Yeah, his shot selection is bad.
Horrible.
He likes difficult shots.
So he's a shot maker.
He's a shot creator.
Like a J.R. Smith. Like a maker. Like the maker
but
of
he
bad
makes
shots.
That shit.
Like a maker of bad shots.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he makes them shits more times than not.
Yeah, cool. At the end of the day. Style.
You know what I'm saying?
People sleep on Booker because he is
he's a mid-range guy.
Like, mid-range, a lot of people have been saying the Kobe Devin Booker comparison. I've been hearing that shit a lot.
Old Kobe, though.
He has. Yeah. I mean, look, the mid-range where he's fucking back to the fucking hoop, spin around.
He gets
busy down there, bro.
You know what his fault
was? He gets busy on the block.
You know what his fault was?
In the mid-range.
The Suns before, they were trying to pair him up with a point guard for so long because he couldn't facilitate
and now
the right way. Yeah, now he could. Now he could.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
So we're trying to pair him up with, I remember.
You spend one year with the point guard and you become a point guard.
Look at SGA.
All of a sudden, he could freaking facilitate now. He couldn't do it. They had to play him off ball all the time because when they gave him the ball, he couldn't do it. He couldn't get people involved.
Nigga, look at Harden.
No, he's a fucking beast, bro.
Harden was doing that before Chris Paul, like that. We're not gonna do that too. Because Harden was doing that. That's a that one.
Who's doing that before, bro?
His whole career, bro.
He was a straight scorer.
No, whole career.
Yo, that career, boy was a pure assist, bucket, yeah, six man bucket.
Before Chris Paul.
Was he not? Yes, he was before he went to the Rockets.
Don't make me hit you.
So when he was on the Rockets, what was he doing?
Before scoring. His fucking ass off.
Before he played with Chris Paul, he never averaged over 7.5 assists.
Harden.
Now, after Chris Paul, the year Chris Paul came, I want to know how many assists he got.
Yo, his MVP. Yo, this thing was wild. Yo, hold on.
Wait, no, it was the year before Chris Paul got there that he had the 11 assists.
I got you. Yeah, he had 11 assists. Hold on.
So he had 11 assists before Chris Paul got there.
The one year before. Every other year has been under 7.5.
So he got 11 assists. That's still
ass. That's fire.
That's fire. Yeah.
So what are we talking about?
While being a scorer? Come on, bro. Anyway, but did he not teach him some shit though?
No, he did.
James Harden.
He was doing that. I'm saying Chris Paul taught Devin Booker.
James Harden's best statistical years of his career came with Chris Paul on the team.
I'm looking at some shit right now.
17, 18.
I see the 29 and 20. I see 36.
18, 19.
2018.
That's the best run of his career.
Paul made him better. I don't give a fuck. Y'all not gonna say. Y'all saying
2016
before.
He had. Yo, listen, bro. This.
Saying before he wasn't doing that. So what are we talking about?
So all his seasons. So from 2013 to 2020, he's been averaging plus six assists, yo. So that's a facilitator. I don't care, bro. As a scorer too, come on, man.
He can facilitate.
He's a two guard.
But I'm saying Chris Paul wasn't getting definitely plus six assists.
He was getting three assists, four assists.
Yeah, but Booker has never been the primary ball handler.
Like they were trying.
Harden couldn't make it happen. Harden's been the primary ball handler since the moment he left Oklahoma City.
I remember.
Okay.
And even when he was in Oklahoma City, he handled the ball a lot in the small amount of time he played.
So he's a ball heavy guy
no matter what.
How can you give credit to Chris Paul when he was averaging 11?
For Devin Booker, it's valid.
You can do that for other niggas.
He did it for SGA.
Dennis Schroeder.
But he didn't do it for James Harden. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. That was just a little point.
So Harden didn't get better.
He didn't get better.
He got better
because of Chris Paul.
He got better,
but we're not acting like
not saying he wasn't a facilitator.
Man, so he didn't coach him up on anything.
Those three extra assists a game came from Chris Paul making shots and Russell Westbrook not. You feel me? Like that's just from a pass.
Word.
Those just three extra assists. So it wasn't him being a better facilitator. It was him somehow having.
So y'all niggas gonna tell me you spent 2-3 seasons with the best facilitator, arguably, of all time, and you didn't learn one fucking thing from him. That's all I'm saying.
Of course,
that's what I'm saying. You can't take away his facilitating factor. That's what you just did before.
He can play make. All right, I'll give you that.
All right, boom.
But
there we go.
All right,
he got better through Chris Paul.
Chris Paul has made every player he's played with better.
Of course.
You look at Blake Griffin, became an All-NBA player with Chris Paul.
You know who got better this playoffs? Paul George. And y'all better give him his motherfucking flowers.
Call him Playoff P.
Call him Playoff P now, nigga.
Yeah.
Sit tight. I'm not ready to...
Because niggas was heavy on the Paul George slander for mad long.
I'm not ready to say...
And I told y'all, Paul George, I told everybody on this motherfucking live before the playoffs started that the Clips had some shit on their shoulder. Specifically Paul George. Specifically.
Every time...
And he went the fuck off.
What you like about Paul George?
What's that?
He carrying
shit. What don't you like about Paul George?
His last fucking couple fucking playoff years was terrible.
7 years of playoffs?
Oh, so you want consistency. You want more. You want more.
No, I want him to play like he does in the regular season in the games that matter the most.
You want the finals. You want the finals right now then. You need Paul George to be in the finals.
If he goes to the finals here, I'd probably back off on him.
Yeah. Back off, period, man. He'd be putting up points, man.
You can't like back Paul off. George. He's a loser.
Oh, shit.
He's not clutch.
I'm not trying to like him either? He's a talented
player.
That's not
player. I don't like him. I just don't like him in the playoffs.
And he
like
can him. Do a little bit of everything, but he shrinks in the playoffs, and he's done it every single year.
7 years.
All the way back to Indiana. Mm-hmm.
Well, I called it this year. He was going to step it the fuck up.
You're putting a hex on him. He's going to 2 for 27 tomorrow.
What's going on with Kawhi, Corey, with the playoffs?
So, supposedly, Kawhi, you know, when the reports first came out, people were suspecting an ACL tear. I don't think so anymore. I don't think it's an ACL tear anymore. I just think it's a really, really sprained ACL.
Kawhi's injuries are always unsolved mysteries.
We don't know what's going on. They're not giving out an official report. They're not giving nothing out. They're not giving out nothing.
I don't think he's coming back, bro.
If Paul George,
they're still doing like injury reports on him, though.
If he's the number one option,
doubtful. He would be on the IR. He would be done.
Because if they part of the weird shit that Kawhi like demands is that like we take care of my injury.
Yeah, he has his own personal.
We don't talk to anybody about it. So the Clippers don't even fucking know if he's hurt. Probably.
I don't like the torn ACL like thing. Like they said, like I don't like that when they said torn ACL. He could have said anything. They'd be lying anyway and shit. Mm-hmm. Don't fucking tell me it's torn.
Media. Everybody assumed that he had a torn ACL and he was out for another year.
He's not gonna come back though. He's not gonna come back.
I'm not saying that.
It's almost like taken like lightly. Like it's not even like a torn ACL
because he knows that's gonna fuck his money up.
Here's the thing.
That's the biggest reason why.
Yeah,
because he was opting out and getting cash out. He's gonna cash the fuck out.
Bone bruise in San Antonio and did not play the entire season.
He wanted to get out of San Antonio.
I think it was a hand, it was a bone bruise.
But he has a condition like with his joints or whatever that doesn't.
It's like wear and tear, some shit like that. My point with the Kawhi thing is if he's not playing and shit, I like Paul George in his fucking number one option thing. Because when he's number two, I think he has a lot more confidence. I think I got a lot more confidence when he's number one. Remember that OKC year, the first OKC year?
And he was third in the MVP.
Balling, bro. Like, and then he got
in the regular season,
Bro, when he's not number one option.
And then he's
option,
in the playoffs.
We had number one option, bro. And he could just have that loose, and he plays and stuff, bro. His facilitating goes up. His shot percentage goes up.
He's a hell of a regular season player.
Yeah, he don't got to wait for a shot. He could just do what he wants to. Like, I mean, we'll see what's going on game two then, I guess, right? As you're not going to like him if he have a...
I think the Clippers are in trouble.
Not like him, excuse me, like his game or like what he does.
No one doesn't like his game. We're saying he just sucks.
No, you don't like his game, man. Fuck out of here.
No, he sucks in the playoffs. Fuck out of here.
No, you've been talking big shit.
I don't like his game.
He doesn't like the game.
I do not.
His game is nice, man. He got it.
He doesn't like his game. I never said I didn't like his game. He's a regular pleasing season person.
42%.
Playing it simple.
Playoff field goal shooter.
Because he shoots a lot because he always got shit on his back, yo. Them Pacers shits, them shits was nasty.
I'm making excuses for this nigga. He plays horrible in the playoffs.
He has shot over 45% in the playoffs once in his career, and he has made the playoffs 10 times.
I'm with that. I'm with the stats. I like stats. So, yeah, he's shitty right now, but I like playoff P, man.
So, we're going what in how many games? Suns, Clippers?
Probably five. Well, I'm not going to make a prediction. So, after two games, they go down 0-2, then I'm going to say 7.
I'm saying Suns in 6.
I like Devin Booker.
And I'm
like,
being nice by saying 6.
So I don't know why the hell I like Paul George and the Clippers. I think they so damn
I
resilient.
Like them too, but
I think they're just resilient. I don't even like, I just think they just going.
I just like the Suns way more. I like the Clippers. I predicted they were going to get to the Western Conference Finals. If Kawhi was there and healthy, it would be a different talk. From me right now, definitely a different tone from me right now.
Yeah.
But as far as I'm concerned, them losing Kawhi is a way bigger deal in LA than Chris Paul leaving Phoenix because Chris Paul taught them niggas the way. And these guys are so confident right now.
Campaign playing crazy.
Campaign
shit.
Is talk about a player that got better under Chris Paul. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
There you go.
All right. That motherfucker is very improved.
Mm-hmm. Jay Crowder.
Campaign needs his flowers.
Jay Crowder's a great glue guy.
He's always been.
He's probably the best glue guy in the league.
Yeah, he's great. He great. I like him.
He shoots the three. He plays defense. He's an antagonist.
He guards your best permanent
scrappy.
And he gets in their head.
Mm-hmm.
Great defender. Shoots the ball.
James Johnson did a fucking great job.
You know what? I'm gonna pick the Clippers, yo. On some Paul George shit.
Clippers
on
what?
Form. Seven, man.
Seven?
Yeah.
All right.
And that's like some hopeful shit.
Okay.
Suns in 4.
Hey, Reggie Jackson playing crazy for some fucking reason on a minimum deal. Reggie Jackson, didn't he get signed in the middle of this shit?
Mm-hmm.
On a minimum deal. He wasn't even playing. Fucking gone.
Value. That's what you call value.
I don't like
hinging on value though, bro. they got fucking Reggie. They're dependent on Reggie, bro. Who else we dependent on? Terrence Mann, 39.
Marcus Morris.
He did miss.
He missed five.
Listen, they win that game almost. He missed five threes. Who else missed five?
Marcus Morris has come up small.
They win that game if
Batum
he
makes definitely two. Coming oh, Batum. Up small.
He went 1-4 for three. He went 1-4.
That nigga stinks.
Reggie Jackson's been excellent.
It's too excellent. It's not going to hold up. So I don't know. Maybe Clips. Suns might win it, but I'm rooting for the Clips, man.
I got Suns in six, and I'm being nice. They might get them in five.
The Clippers just played fucking tough. The hardest they could probably possibly play, and they still lost by six, seven points.
Yeah, they played a flawless game.
Their role players missing shots, too.
And they still lost. I think they gave them their A1 game already. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Yeah,
Paul George was very, very, very good.
Meanwhile, Chris Paul comes back that many times. Chris Paul going to come back this series, possibly.
Comes back game three, I think.
Game three, game four, tops.
I don't think you see him till four.
I see it. Especially if they're up 3-0, he ain't going to come back.
When they feel uneasy,
if they're up 2-1, he's not going to come back. They'll sit him another game.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm saying Suns in six. Game five, he could come back possibly when it's 2-2. You know what I'm saying?
If they go 2-0, he might even have to fly to L.A.
He's coming. Oh, yeah, he's out there.
He might
2-2, he's out there.
He going to go to L.A.? He gonna play for the third game, you saying?
Yeah.
Two?
No. Game 2-0. Four.
Oh, yeah. 2-2, he's going.
I mean, game five.
I was saying.
2-2. Game five, 2-2, he's playing.
He's playing. Yeah,
absolutely.
Period. Yeah, I was saying if it was 2-0, sure. He's not even gonna have to go to L.A. That's why they feel comfortable.
Yep,
almost,
you just stay home.
Chill out.
Yeah. Relax. Get your rest.
Chill out.
You know what I mean?
What's his diagnosis again? Is our shoulders?
COVID.
What the?
COVID.
Oh, COVID.
Mm-hmm. And you already know how that should go.
So
let's switch it up a little bit. The NBA lottery is tomorrow. What are the odds? Who's got the highest odds? The Rockets, I believe.
All I know is that if the Pistons end up with like the fifth pick, Devin's gonna light the NBA on fire.
We're gonna have to check in on Devin if the Pistons drop.
Let's see.
Lottery, we're gonna have to check in on my boy. Shout out to Devin.
So the Rockets have a 40. What's it?
Okay, I got it. You want to go?
Go ahead.
All right. So what is this, a simulator though?
Yeah, this isn't the odds.
Hold on. I'm saying it said Cleveland. It said Houston was like a 34.
Houston has the highest probability of getting the number one pick.
Followed by Cleveland.
Detroit and Orlando.
Detroit, then Orlando.
Then Oklahoma City and Cleveland. Are tied.
Who won?
Then Minnesota.
That tiebreaker.
Then Minnesota. I mean, it's just the probability of their ball coming out.
Remember, it changed a couple years ago too. So like, you get fucked out of spots even if you were. Remember the Knicks thought was about to get Zion and then they slipped to three.
Yeah, that shit was
all of a sudden
up.
The Pelicans was fucking in like seventh and all of a sudden they jumped up.
Uh-huh.
It was weird as hell. I was like, what the fuck?
New Orleans has been getting gifted shit by gifted. Professional sports Wild, for decades. I don't get it.
But it's weird. It's so weird. You can hope for that. You can hope for it, but you might get pushed back.
The Pistons always get fucked.
What are we gonna do when Golden State pulls a rabbit out of the hat and gets the one pick with a 0.5% chance?
Yeah, I see it. So
that'll be a story for sure. But I don't know. I mean, usually teams out of that 5, 6, 7 range wins that shit with the new rules.
Mm-hmm.
They've been rewarding teams in the 4 or 5, in that area because they're not tanking, you know what I'm saying? And they're just straight up ass.
If Toronto,
just giving it a wider range for
Toronto or New Orleans or Charlotte pull one out of the hat, they're gonna be in good shape if they move up.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are decent teams to begin with. And like, then their chances aren't that far off.
Top three guys are nice too.
But the fall off is substantial after the top three. So if you're not in the top three, it's me.
Where's the Timberwolves at?
They're the sixth most likely to be the.
No, they love to get gifted shit too. Them and the Cavs. Cavs love to get gifted shit.
However, Minnesota's first round pick goes to Golden State if Minnesota's pick is not in the first three.
I see. I think Houston.
That's a motherfucker too.
Mm-hmm.
Houston crossing their fingers.
So Golden State could end up with the 4 pick.
I think Houston's going to win the lottery, personally. I think the number one people are going to get it just so they're not hot boy about the rigged fucking lottery.
It's not rigged, man. They thought it was rigged before. They had to like broaden the fucking percentages.
They
got
it. They got to make it not hot again. They got to get the number one team to fucking pick again.
Cleveland's gonna be number one, man.
Cleveland, it could be Cleveland too, because
that's how it be.
They love rigging it for Cleveland.
I can
they
see
love that
I can
shit.
See them rig this for Houston to like
be saying rigged and shit. It's so funny.
It's just fucking rigged, bro.
It's Knicks fan, fuck man. NBA, fan, bro. Not as on Zion and shit.
I mean, the draft has been like rigged many, many times.
We got it rigged for Pat Ewing.
Yeah. The NBA used to do some spicy shit.
Y'all be saying since. Stuff like that?
Yeah. You want conspiracy theories? We'll go right down the rabbit hole. NBA does some funny shit.
Oh, shit.
We haven't got a number one pick since.
David Stern was the king of some weird shit.
Shout out to David Stern.
Shout out to David Stern. He did whatever the fuck he wanted.
Yeah. Now that I look back on David Stern, he really wasn't that bad.
Remember the most sneaky shit? And we could move
that
on.
That Chris Paul shit.
Oh, my God.
That was great.
But yo,
I
that's
actually,
the second most sneaky shit.
No,
ever did.
What's
the first one? The Jordan shit.
Huh? Suspending Jordan?
Yeah, the suspending Jordan shit. No,
he's not suspended. He's just going to play baseball.
That's wild. That's sneaky Chris Paul shit, man. They could have had Kobe, Chris Paul, all them niggas, man.
Well, I actually, Jeannie Buss did an interview with like Barstool and was actually talking like the first time that she actually broke down why it happened. And it was because one of their personnel fucking broke the rules.
Yes, there was a tampering.
They actually broke the fucking rules. As far as it wasn't just because they were about to get Chris Paul and Kobe, and Chris Paul is gonna run shit. It was because they actually fucked up the trade and did something illegal during the trade.
Breaking the collective bargaining agreement in the trade contract.
Yeah,
is my understanding. So it was in print that they broke the rule and they signed it.
Mm-hmm. They broke the fucking rule, and that's why he got
declined. Stern doesn't take anybody's shit, so.
And then Jeannie Buss was like, look, we could have ran back the trade, but like, the damage was done,
right.
and the Clippers picked it up ASAP.
And it looked
there was
bad.
Nothing
first,
we could do.
That's the first time I'm hearing that
But
shit.
It looked bad because
they lost out on
the time,
it was about the
at the time, New Orleans, or what was it, even New Orleans? He was in New Orleans, right? It was,
yes,
it was
New
the
Orleans
Pelicans
Hornets.
That, right, New Orleans Hornets. They were owned by the NBA.
That's what I was trying to get at.
So because of that violation, it would have looked like a fucking sham to
everybody. Yeah. Everybody was going nuts. Right. Every single executive emailed David Stern
like,
and told him to veto the fucking trade. Yeah. It wasn't just like there's some hating shit. They actually fucked the rules
up. Could Stern have
I thought it was a small city
worked
thing
around
too,
it?
Like,
yes, but it would have tarnished. It would have tarnished his rep, and he always was very, very aware of what people thought about him being an honest guy. Where Adam Silver is like, I'll just do whatever the fuck I want. I don't really care.
Adam Silver for the people, though.
He's for the players.
He's for the players, man.
That man is definitely for the players. Almost in vain a little bit now.
A little too much.
Because motherfuckers can literally do whatever they want, however they want.
They get a lot more PTO.
Whenever they want.
Yeah, a lot of PTO.
As far as trade destinations, as far as demanding a trade, as far as breaching contracts, as far as whatever. This whole Kawhi... Paul George would have never happened under Dave Stern.
Oh, no way.
Even the Anthony Davis Braun probably wouldn't even fucking happen.
That might have. Because that was all, I mean, the Lakers gave up a fucking haul and put themselves in a rough spot for the future.
Oh, yeah. They're fucked after they're gone.
They did a deal with the devil.
Right? They gave up everything, right?
Yeah, they gave up three guys that were selected in the top five, four future first rounders. Yeah. Oof.
Brandon Ingram.
Josh Hart. Can we talk about the overseas team?
DeAndre Hunter.
The what?
Shanghai Sharks.
All right, so we're going to start our little segment. The all NBA China team.
Porzingis from Simmons is the first basket.
Don't put Porzingis.
Who is the PG? Who's the number one PG?
Ben Simmons.
We'll put Ben Simmons at the one for the Shanghai Sharks. Okay.
Joe Harris playing the two.
Joe Harris at the two.
We can't put players like that because
Joe Harris shot 31% against the Bucks.
Who cares, bro?
You know, we're talking about playoff performances
we're talking about consistently being shitty.
He shot 31% when he moved into the role of second scorer against the Bucks. It's all his fault.
Like Kuzma shitty. Like
Kuzma's
consistently shitty because he's been paid high.
He's the Shanghai
given,
Shark.
Yeah, he's been given
Dennis Schroeder
type
too.
Of the third.
But he's a double agent though, so it doesn't really matter.
But we also here at Most Sports believe that young forwards have a hard time developing behind LeBron, and we kind of give Kyle Kuzma a little bit of a pass because of that.
No, I don't.
He won't be on the Shanghai Shark team next week. I mean, next year. I promise. I'm going to say that now.
Most improved player if he's not on the
Lakers. He's going to be fucking tough wherever he goes next year. I'm calling that. That's my hot take.
I don't know.
That's my hot take.
He's my early pick for Brandon Ingram MIP.
Remember when
Brandon
he was,
Ingram already had that talent in him, though. We already seen that. We didn't see that from Kyle.
Kuzma was the leading scorer on the Olympic team.
That
Olympic team was fucking ass.
Kyle Kuzma had more skill coming out than Brandon Ingram almost. Remember how you saw
he was snapping, like, bro.
Yo, Summer League, he was going crazy, bro.
Pre-Bron, he was snapping on the Lakers, too.
So we're
looking at his stats
league.
Pre-Bron.
Let me finish my point real quick. He had he was crazy. He's like polished. Remember, he's a little older coming in the league and shit. So Brandon Ingram, he's older than him. He has to grow a little bit. Brandon Ingram knew he was going to be a star. He just had to grow a little bit. He was skinny as hell. Still skinny, but
don't ever bring Summer League.
Kuzma averaged 16 points.
Ben Simmons was shooting.
What did he do for rookie?
As a rookie, 16 points, 6 rebounds.
That's good.
Year two, 19 points, 6 rebounds.
That's good money.
Good. That's good money.
Well, how many games he played?
Now, what about when LeBron came?
70.
That's money.
Now, last year, he averaged 13 points and 4 rebounds.
That's LeBron.
Interesting.
That's LeBron year.
And another
year before that.
And another 13 this year.
13 and 13.
I like that 19.
So he went from 19 the year before Bron came to 13.
It's not getting the same minutes.
Exactly.
Right, because Bron's in the way.
Okay.
So he stunts.
He's not getting the ball either.
He stunts young forwards' growth because, like, he doesn't come off the court. And we know that.
Kyle Kuzma, wherever he goes, he's snapping. I'm calling him now. I'm telling you.
And if he goes somewhere that's not very good, Oklahoma City or something like that, he can average 20 something a game.
He's going to do that if he goes to a shitty team.
And he's going to win most improved player.
He can play ball.
And he's relatively cheap, honestly. He's only $13 million a year for the next 3 years.
That's cheap as hell. That's very cheap. I think he should play the 3, though. I don't like him at the 4.
He can't play 4. He's not big enough.
I like him at the 3 as well. I think he's at the 3 too.
Being an actual 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what he is. But he can't play it on the Lakers because who's at number 3? 40 minutes out of the fucking game. LeBron James. Mm-hmm. So
he was PG this season.
There's nothing he could do. I'm telling you, he's going to leave. He's going to go somewhere. He's going to be nice.
He was PG this season. He was PG.
Now they had him on the thing. They had him line as a PG. So, you know.
Well, we're about an hour in. I think we can wrap this thing up.
Oh shit, an hour already?
Yes, sir.
It's a good fresh show.
That was a good fresh show. I appreciate Doughboy the Don coming through. Yes, sir. He'll be all back love. Next week too. You already know what time it is.
All love.
With Ed. Sixers fucking stink, and we're out of here. Appreciate y'all. Tune in next Monday.
Gang.